These new filters are content filters and work off of a dictionary that can have any words added the operator wants. For 6 months, we have been getting our daily devotional blocked sporadically by Microsoft servers based on the content of my message. This is also happening to other Christian organizations, as well as conservative political groups who rely heavily on email. We have done all we can to get Microsoft to rectify this problem, but they have arrogantly failed to even respond. Even though we could show considerable financial damages over these past 6 months, we aren't seeking any money from Microsoft, only that they stop blocking our daily devotional from going to our subscribers who use their email accounts. The issue here is not abortion or content, but the right of free speech, whether it is a church or an individual. Large, mainstream, moneyed churches have long been used as platforms for politicians, both local and national. They seem to fare well. But it is the fringe churches and religions where we find long-established freedoms being chipped away. For those unaware of the tactics of the fascist globalists, it must seem strange that churches can be intimidated by the government, much like in Nazi Germany, even with a professed Christian in the White House. Some Christians have been less restrained in their comparison between professed fundamental Christianity on today's political scene and the use of religion in Nazi Germany. I have been telling conservative Christians that who should be howling at the top of their lungs is not the liberal left, it is the far-right Christian conservatives, for they are being lied to, seduced, and misled even more so than the liberal left. They are being seduced into fascism, and that is not Christianity, wrote Christian Republican Carl W.B. Schwartz, who, probably without knowing of the GOP's fascist past, nevertheless styled the Bush-dominated Republican Party a fascist cult. An online journal contributing writer, Schwartz stated, "In fact, if you look real close at Bush-Cheney and understand the fundamental dynamics of what brought Hitler to power, how he controlled the masses, how he sold the great lie, it is very easy to see that Bush-Cheney, compassionate conservatism, and fascism are one and the same." Many hear the term neocon and do not recognize that, in its current operative sense, it is a term meaning New World Order Fascist. Whole books have been written about the rise to power in America of the religious right, a critical support base for the Republican Party. But most people appeared not to notice the parallels between the fascism of Nazi Germany and the conservative Christian movement in America today, both with deep roots in the conservative faction of the population.